Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Sam Crowley, host of the show. It's January 6th, 2015. New year, new you. All that great stuff. The resolutions, the revelations, the reservations. Everything that's got to do with a reza something. And it'll be all broken in just 9 days. January 15th is where New Year's resolutions go to die, my friend. That's where they go to die. You're going to get in the best shape of your life? Done. You're going to focus on a new job, a new business? Toast. Stick a fork in it, baby. This isn't for the weak of heart. We rattle the cages here on the Everyday Saturday podcast. We talk about the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur. Just keeping it real, man. Just letting you know. Most people that are talking about this great new year, they're 6 days into it, and they may as well be talking about going to the moon this year, man, because it just ain't going to happen. How sad is that? Wait, Sam, I thought, aren't you a motivational guy? I mean, this doesn't sound too motivating to me. I'm looking to get some inspiration. Yeah. Oh, I know, girlfriend. Yeah, we're going to have a great year. You want me to just blow some smoke up your skirt then and just say, oh, we're going to have a great year. Oh, this is going to be amazing because we just need to, you know what we need to do? We need to smile. We need to smile more, and we need to get in a state of gratitude. And then what we're going to do is we're going to throw it out. You know where we're going, right? You know where we're throwing this out to, right? The big you. We're going to throw it out to the big universe. Yes, sirree. It's like getting online and just going to Target.com and you just point and click and you say, I want to order a better body. Click. I want to order more money. Where's the money department? Oh, there it is. They're having a special 30% off on money. I'm going to click, and I'm just going to order that. And it's called universe.com. And I don't even know who owns universe.com, so they're probably getting a bunch of hits today. And we're just going to place our order because that's what we do. That's how the real world works. When resolutions have to do with universe, and we just dream it, and damn it, when we dream it, it's just going to happen because that's the way everything, that's how we got to where we are right now. We are a result of where we are right now because we just haven't point and clicked. You just didn't have the URL right. We were just a letter off there on the old domain name. We were going to universe.com and forgot the V because the V is next to the P on the keyboard. Not really. The P is actually next to the O, the I, and the K and the L are below it. Somehow the V, I picked the letter that was actually furthest away from P. But you get my point, right? Come on, man. This is real life. This is real life. January 15th, you should just be getting in the flow. It's like just getting the 15th. Take each day and equate that to a minute of a workout. You're 15 minutes into the workout. How are you feeling 15 minutes into a workout? You're just getting your groove on, right? The mojo's starting to work, the oils, the body, and the joints, everything's starting to happen a little bit for you. You're getting a little bit winded. That's good. That's when your best workout doesn't happen when you go stone cold, right? You get to the gym and you're just cold, especially if you live where I live in January. Right now, school's closed, by the way, January 6th. My kids were off school for like 85 days for Christmas, and they had one day back yesterday, and they got a snow day today. They're happier than a pig in slop, and I'm grabbing for the maker's mark with a side of scotch. I mean, I can't even tell you. Work from home. I have this beautiful office and studio that I work and record in, And right next to me, if I put my ear up, because it's pretty soundproof, if I really want to hear, I can hear Paige and Laura, my two youngest kids, playing Minecraft on Xbox. And it sounds like we're being invaded, like Red Dawn. And so that's what I got going on in my house today. But no excuse. But if you live where I live, it's cold. Cincinnati, Ohio, January, newsflash, it's cold. Not as cold as Buffalo, where I used to live for all that time. But you go to the gym and you are cold, man. You can't get those brittle bones working. It's like, And then you get in a treadmill and you're the elliptical machine. You get those big tree trunks of legs going around and around. It's like forever trying to get. But 15 minutes in, man, you're like, hey, all right. I'm breaking a little bit of a sweat now. Heart beats up a little bit. I can do this, man. And then it's like, great. Then the hardest part of the workout is the last 15 minutes because you're pretty tired and you got to keep going and you push through. But that's entrepreneur life, man. That I wouldn't have it any other way because you know why? You shake out all the weak people. All the weak people go to human resources, cubicles, and they're like I talked about yesterday, microwaving the mac and cheese, sitting in the cubicle with it dripping down their face like, just a dog, man. Just a dog in a cubicle. That's not you. You don't want to be a dog in a cubicle. You got this dream to pursue. So what do you do? What do you do in January when you got all fired up over the holidays? You watch the infomercial like me and everybody else in the world. I was a huge, and I still love infomercials, but now to learn, to study how they do their psychological selling, you know. Woo! Like Tom Vu, one of my favorite infomercials of all time. Tom Vu! Real estate mogul. That was awesome. He's on that big yacht. Hopefully you know what I'm talking about. The real estate infomercials, man, back in the 80s. Tom Vu, I show you how to invest in real estate. And he's got like 85 blonde bombshell models in bikinis and him dressed in a suit. Like that happens normally in San Diego on a yacht in the summertime, right? But anyway, infomercials, the Ginsu knives. You bought the Ginsu knives, right? I bought the skillets, the nonstick skillets. Somehow I called for a 1995 skillet back when I was in my 20s and ended up with $120 worth of cookware, none of which did anything like they said it did. But I bought it because people buy on emotion and they justify it later. We just sit there, New Year's at Christmas time, and we're buying all this stuff, or at least we're buying into the thought that it can actually happen for us. True? Like, we're buying into the thought that, yeah, man, I'm double the weight I was 20 years ago, but I can look like that again. But then you think about getting your rusty duff off of the couch. You got to put the Cheetos down, the remote control, all that stuff. You got to pack your bag full of gym stuff. You got to actually get to a gym. And then you got to unpack that bag. And then you got to get on the elliptical, the treadmill, the weight machines, whatever it is. That's a lot of work, right? But you're associating all of the pain with the preparation. What if you did all that the night before? Gym bag packed, it's in the car, ready to go. Oh, but the car is too cold. My clothes are going to be cold. And when I put them on in the gym, they're going to be cold. Look, you're going to just keep arguing for your excuses, man. You own them. Have a ball. You own it. I'll give you the deed to your excuses, okay? Here you go. You own your excuses and have a ball with that life right there because that's most people. Mediocre, weak, never plow through anything. Everybody's got great excuses. Look, I'm not even saying you don't have valid ones. You probably got some really good ones as excuses go. It's kind of an oxymoron, though, right? I mean, good excuse is an oxymoron, like jumbo shrimp, okay? So you don't want to get to the gym because of all these things. What about packing your bag the night before, packing your lunch the night before, packing your meals the night before, put them in a little Tupperware container, the chicken, the meat, the veggies, whatever it is, whatever you eat, right? And make it a lot easier to say yes and a lot harder to say no. And once you get that discipline down, a few weeks is all you need. A few weeks, that's it. Not a few years. A few weeks of this type of discipline, you create what? The big H word. Habit. Create a habit. There you go. There's your habit. Packing meals, packing lunches, packing clothes the night before. You are rocking and rolling. You're drinking water. And guess what? You look in the mirror and you look a little better than you did 3 weeks before. Or you don't. Or you've decided to be like most people on January 15th. And you now look exactly like you did last January 15th. Oh, by the way, 2013, January 15th. Yeah, you look the same. Maybe you got different clothes. Maybe you got bigger clothes. I'm not going to lose weight. I'm going to buy bigger clothes because they look better on me. That's great. That's awesome. You're fooling yourself, all right? You're fooling yourself, and that ain't going to do anything for you. Ain't going to do anything for your business. Sure as hell ain't going to do anything for your bank account. I'm telling you, man, if you can grasp this concept, take a few weeks to just change everything you're doing at the beginning of this year. I don't care what it is, you can change it. There ain't no pain right now too great to change. Last night, I was at Children's Hospital 8:30 in the evening because that's the only time I had to see my daughter. But I made the point of going down. Now, granted, it's my daughter, okay, so obviously I'm going to have a little bit more emotion attached to it, but it would have been very easy to say, I'll see her the next day. I mean, seriously, what's the difference between 8 p.m. and 8 a.m.? And it ain't like I'm going to get anything from it because she sleeps all night now. All she did was sleep. That's it. She just laid there and slept with her trach in her throat and nurses coming in checking on her. But I got a chance to just be there with her. I don't know what it is that it does for me. I can't really explain unless you're a parent and you just can – you just watch your kids sleep, you know, and she sleeps. And I just think, what a damn miracle this is. I mean, and every nurse, every doctor that comes in, because she just got sent to a new ward, the trach care ward, which is kind of the last stop on the train before she comes home. But that may not be for another month or two. But with that being said, I tell everybody, but isn't she a miracle? Because nurses, sometimes they take their job for granted, especially if they're a floating nurse. And look, I'm not banging on nurses. Nurses are awesome. I'm just saying sometimes they work on so many miracles every single day. They take it for granted. I stop and make sure every nurse, every respiratory therapist, everybody that comes to my daughter's room, I make them stop and listen and hear this from me. Isn't she a miracle? Born at 1 pound, 469 grams, August 17, 2014. Her name's Susan Catherine Crowley. I mean, isn't she just the damnest miracle you've ever seen in your entire life? I mean, isn't this amazing how modern medicine through the power of faith is just, it works together. It's just a miracle. And they're looking at me like, yeah, I get it. And sometimes nurses have said, you know, I take it for granted because, and they're right, they're in the miracle business. Doctors, nurses, respiratory therapists. Without them, our daughter wouldn't have made it a day. Not even one day. But they did. And she did. And everybody worked together and it was amazing. And I don't take that for granted. So it's not difficult for me to get motivated to go to the gym, to eat better, to make more money, earn more income, help more people, create more content, because I don't take anything for granted. And I don't understand why you would either. You're in this perpetual type of, you know, never-ending Monday, when in fact you know that every day can be Saturday. So why don't you start making that change right now today? Create the habit, and a month from now, just look back. And it's not going to be, you know, you're not going to go looking like going from Chris Farley to looking like Brad Pitt in 30 days, but you're going to look back, or whatever female comparison you want to make. But you're going to look back and you're going to say, wow, 30 days and that's all it took. And look at how much different I look how much better I feel, you know. And just start with simple stuff, gallon of water a day, man, just simple things like that. You'll start feeling great. And I'm telling you, it just snowballs. It can snowball negatively, you know, if you eat Cheetos for 30 days straight or watch that movie, I forget, Super Size Me or whatever that movie is, the guy at Big Macs every day for a month. Let me tell you something. It can be used for good, and it can be used for not so good. But I'm here to tell you, it can be great 1 month from now. Do it. Would you do it? Do it. Would you do it? Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.